You know, I want to thank, and Darlene's out there greeting this morning, but the day of the storms, I call it, was that Friday? Yes, it was Friday. I did not realize that I emailed what I emailed to everybody. I just got up that morning and was reading my different devotionals that I get on my email thing, and I thought, boy, that really is good. I think I'll send that to everybody. And I didn't realize it was till later. It was all about God's protection in Psalm 91. So isn't God good? He knew before I did all that was going to happen that day. All right. I want to share the word with you this morning. If you would please stand for the reading of God's word. I'm going to read out of Psalm 18 this morning. It's a psalm that David wrote. Above my psalm, Psalm 18 says, it's a psalm that David wrote when he sang to God after being saved from all of his enemies and from Saul. So this is a celebration. This is like giving a testimony after you got saved. This is a testimony psalm, isn't it? And David says this in the Message Bible, beginning with verse 16. But he reached all the way from sky to sea, and he pulled me out. Now stop just a minute and think. Did you ever feel like that's what God has done? When you look back at some things, you just like he reached down and he literally just pulled you out. Well, that's what David said. Of the ocean of hate, that enemy chaos, the void in which I was drowning. They hit me when I was down, but God stuck by me. He stood me up on a wide open field. I stood there saved, surprised to be loved. God made my life complete when I placed all the pieces before him. Have you done that yet? You know, isn't that what we sing about? You know, taking all the pieces and placing them before God. And he makes them one. He makes them whole. He makes them complete. When I got my act together, he gave me a fresh start. Wow. This is Psalm 18. When I got my act together, he gave me a fresh start. Now I'm alert to God's ways. I don't take God for granted. Every day I review the ways he works. I try not to miss a trick. I feel put back together, and I'm watching my step. You feel put back together when you know that things are right. You feel put back together, and I'm watching my step. God rewrote the text of my life, and when I opened the book of my heart to his eyes, wow. That's what happened when we gave our lives to Jesus. We became a new man. He rewrote our lives, didn't he? Oh, come on, church. Listen to what it says here. I feel put back together. I feel like I'm one again. I feel like I'm right again. And I'm right because of Jesus Christ. Amen? We don't have to hold our heads down. We don't have to walk around in shame. He took it all. He made it right. He put us back together. All right, let's worship him today. Before the day, before the night, before the world revolved around the sun. What'd he do? God on high stepped down into time and wrote the story of his love for everyone. He has filled my heart with wonder so that we always remember you and I were made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see who we were meant to be. All we are and all we have is but a gift from God that we receive. Brought to life, we
We open up our eyes to view the majesty and glory of the King. He has filled our hearts with wonder, so that we always remember you and I were made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, when you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see who we were meant to be. Well, even the rocks cry out, and even the heavens shout at the sound of His holy name. So let every voice sing out, and let every knee bow down. He's worthy of all our praise. You and I were made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see. You and I will see.
You and I were made to worship.
You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see who we were meant to be. Yeah, we were meant to be. You and I, yeah, yeah, we were meant to be.
Yeah. Hallelujah, are you in the house this morning? Amen. Oh, we praise you and we worship. We were made to worship and praise His holy name. And that's what we do today. Hallelujah. With the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's mighty to save. He comes out with compassion. And when He's moved with compassion, mighty things take place with the Lord Jesus Christ. In the New Testament, it says when John the Baptist got beheaded, the first thing that Jesus did, He walked away from the crowds and He went to find a place to grieve for John the Baptist. And the crowds followed Him. They wouldn't leave him alone. So finally He came out and it said when He saw the crowds, His heart was moved with what? Compassion. And I remember when Brother Al ministered on that, he said he believed when Jesus walked out after what had happened to John the Baptist, he believed that Jesus said, you know what? I'm taking you down, Satan. And He began to do mighty miracles. Why? Because He was moved with compassion. He was moved with compassion. Amen. Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations.
Come on.
Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures.
Come on now.
Fill my life. risen, conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, he can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save.
Come on, yes.
He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see.
Come on.
We're singing for the glory of the risen King
today.
Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
Savior,
Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior,
come on.
He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save.
Oh, he's mighty.
He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the praise and honor and glory to our King, our mighty King. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we magnify and worship you today, Father God. Thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage, that heals every sickness, delivers every person from the bondage of sin, deliverance and healing and forgiveness. Amen, church. Amen. Hallelujah.
We stand and lift up our hands.
Come on.
For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. And together we sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. We stand and lift up our hands. For the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Bow down
and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. And together we sing. And everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. And it's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. And together we sing. And everyone sings. Holy is the Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah. The whole earth is filled with His glory. Hallelujah. We came down here yesterday, and I want to share this because it was such a strong anointing here yesterday. We came down just to make sure everything was ready for church. And the girls were in here, and we were running the sweeper and doing different stuff. And I walked across the altar. All of a sudden, I began to cry. I didn't want the girls to see because they thought something was wrong with me. So I just was just, and I wondered, I thought, man, where are these tears coming from? And I'd been praying all week for people. You know how it is for Lee and for Robert and, oh, I mean, for Hope's mom and my mom and Pat's mom. And Pat, you know how it is. You just pray. And I've been in the back of my mind just. And so I walked across and the anointing was so strong. And I said, what's going on? He said, I want you to know that I'm not done with you all down there at that little church. He said, you've not seen what I'm getting ready to do. He said, you've not seen and you've not experienced. So I don't know what we're getting ready to see and what we're getting ready to experience. I'm just the power of God. If there's 25, it's going to be the power of God. Amen. Amen. And I walked away from here. I mean, I had just walked across there. And I walked away and I thought, my goodness, what a word from God. So I'm telling you, we let the praises ring. We let the praises ring and we continue letting the word go out. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church.
Storms may come.
Come on.
I am holding on to the rock I cling. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting? have to sing.
Come on now, church.
I can sing in the troubled time. Sing when I win. I can sing when I lose my step and I fall down again. I can sing 'cause you pick me up.
Yes.
Sing 'cause you're there. I can sing 'cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Let you be seated for a minute. Hallelujah. I don't have anything on this mic. Or I don't have anything in my... Something's wrong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Appreciate all the prayers this week, and I don't know how many people knew anything about me being sort of, I guess, literally under the weather, because they said that weather is what causes you to come up with stuff like bronchitis. And but God's faithful. We go through things, but the thing we keep our mind knows we're going through. Amen. We're going through.
Amen.
I know my thought of something. My grandson got a little game that he plays on the Xbox. No, yeah, I guess it is. Riding motorcycles and four wheelers. Boy, I mean, the way it's set up, you feel like you're sitting there. I'm sitting watching him ride them, and I feel like I'm getting motion sick. But he's risky. And there's one little place that's down next to the ocean, I guess. Or if it's not an ocean, it's an awful big lake. And they've got some of these little pockets of water. And there's one that he loves to try to cross. And if he hits it just right, there's shallow spots in it where he can go right on across. But if he doesn't, he'll start through there, and he goes pretty good. He gets out there in the middle, and all of a sudden his words come up, too deep, too deep. And then whatever he's riding disappears, and the little man on it goes up in the air, and that's it, and you got to start over again. But in situations like that, when the devil starts flashing too deep, you remind him that your God walks on water. Amen. So, I'm not being trivial about this. But you know, it's been my practice for 30 years. When storms come up, I stand in the window looking out or out in the yard, and I tell them they'll do no damage on this property. And I use the scripture that says the whirlwind passes by and the wicked are not, but the righteous have a sure foundation. And there's been some strange things that have happened as far as cloud effects. And so far, no major storm, though it's been all around us, has ever hit our property. Friday, I was standing out in the yard looking at those clouds, and I told Laverne Friday morning, I said, it's going to be bad. I said, this is going to be bad today. Somewhere. And I'm not saying where, but it's going to be bad somewhere. And so I was standing there looking at those clouds, and they just looked different. They just didn't look like they normally look to me. And so got closer and closer, and finally the tornado warning came on for Adair County. And we were over the house where the basement was in case we needed to get down there. And so I was standing in the kitchen looking out the back window, and I looked all around, and I said, that's got to be it. That's got to be what they're talking about, the tornado warning for Derrick County. There's nothing else anywhere to this side or that side that looks like it could be. And I'm standing there looking at it, and I'm thinking, that's exactly where all of our weather comes from that hits here. And so I just did what I normally do. And stood there and it, watching it, and it came up and like it normally does, and then shifted off to this side. Now, I'm sorry that I shifted it over to some of you. But I can't do everything. You know, Thank God that nobody got hurt. Amen. And that it wasn't worse than what it was. And like I said, I'm not trivializing it, but you know, what are you gonna do? You know, you take your stand, and everybody else has to take theirs. And we ride it through, and the water never gets too deep. And it doesn't mean you have a lack of faith. If you got hit by a hail ball, doesn't mean you lack faith. Pat, you guys.
So I told Keisha, I started praying in the spirit, rebuking the storm. And I said, Lord, you said you would go before us and clear the way. You'd be behind us. Send your angels. And then it just came in my spirit. I'm like, Lord, are you going to teach Keisha something out of this? Because he used to do that with Jacody with storms. So I just felt like he was going to teach Keisha something. And ahead of us, it looked very clear. And to the back of us, it was really dark. And Keisha said, I said, let's ease over. She said, well, let's just go on, Mom. It's clearer. Let's just go on. I said, well, let's just wait 1 minute. And so we waited a minute. And if we would have went on, we would have been right in the path. And I'm like, Keisha, that is deception. That is a trap. What looks so good, we were going into it, was not good at all if she would have went on. And we were like the first ones that had came through. But I looked below that, and there was 5 house trailers. Like it just crossed the road at this trucking place, then stopped. And I'm like, that was a trap, Keisha. That was a trap laid out for us. But thank God for the Holy Spirit that dwells in us.
Amen.
A
life. Amen. And you know, I just really, really, really am seeing things happen in the natural realm that I think is a reflection of what's happening in the spiritual realm. And, you know, when we truthfully and honestly look at the scriptures, they tell us that in the end times, in the latter days, things are going to wax or get or turn. You know, we don't use that, you know, word wax like they did in King James. But things are going to wax worse and worse. And there is just, you know, this country, because of the position that God has had here from the beginning, this country has never seen what it's like to be part of the world. Now, you may think that's silly, but you understand what I'm talking about? This country does not know what it's like to be part of the world. But we're going to start seeing what that's like, evidently, because of the things that are beginning to appear in society, in politics, in climate. And you know, you can say, people can say it's just a coincidence, or they can say any reason, you know, global warming or whatever. But isn't it interesting that all the negative things we see developing are developing along the same timeline as the lack of attention to and respect for God and the things of God. Now, I'm not saying that God's turning bad things on us because we're not paying attention to Him. I'm just simply saying when you don't pay attention to God, you loose the bad things. And, you know, somebody turned a tiger loose in this room, he wouldn't just get the one that turned it loose if we were all in here. It might have been their fault that the tiger was here. But because we're here and the tiger's here, we got to deal with the tiger. And it's the same way it is with the things of life. It might not have been our fault that they happened, but we got to deal with them. And we got to get God's help to do it. Now, we got some people here on the prayer list. They need God's help. And they need us to pray for them. You call them names. I save my voice.
Ida Cross. That's Hope's mom is still in the Somerset Hospital. And please lift her up in prayer. Lee Turner is in Somerset Hospital. And what is Robert's last name, somebody? Is it Harmon? Oh.
Huh?
I'm talking about Mike and Marie's son.
Stevens,
yes, I knew that. Robert Stevens, please pray for him. He had a massive heart attack. Sweet Robert did, and he's in he's in Somerset Hospital, and they're saying he's going to have to probably go to Lexington and have open heart surgery. And he's high risk, but we know God is there. Pray for him. For those who lost family in the bad storms, Edith Harmon family, Edith Harmon healing for her eyes, Miriam Hughes and Ricardo Hughes, Margaret Pepper, Kenny Powell, the Babcock family, Dimple Buck, healing of her lungs, that's Barbara's mother, Robert and Donnie Turner for salvation, Carla Turner for healing, Brenda Thrasher for healing, Okra Draper, I've got Robert Stevens, and then Lyle Heights, we want to pray for him too.
Denise.
Pat Quinn. Okay.
Sure.
Yes, you got to do that. Remind them of last week.
Yes. I want to tell you all the awesomeness of our God. I have a great nephew who was born a week ago. He was diagnosed with spina bifida while he was in the womb, through blood tests on him. Pastor was praying, the church was praying for this baby because I put him on the prayer list at his mother's a couple of weeks ago. I want you to know, God healed this little bitty baby in the womb. This baby was born totally healthy. 5 pounds, 17 inches long. Nothing is wrong with this baby. Amen. God healed this precious baby in the womb. How awesome is our God?
Hallelujah. And you know, when you hear those kind of testimonies, and I know we should rejoice and trust God and praise God for everything. But you know, somebody says, you know, I had pneumonia and God healed me. And you can say, well, you know, pneumonia, you can get over that. You eventually get over pneumonia. But when you hear a testimony, because you don't get over spinal bifida. Amen. If you got it, you got it and you stuck with it.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pat.
Thank you.
was not a kid who would choose to be a whore. I mean, really, really not. But her mother had seen some good in her. And so while she was selling pieces of furniture stuff to get this boy out, her mom jumped in and she started selling some of her food. Well, he gets out of jail and he comes in to the house and he looks around and he sees the furniture is gone. But then he sees her mother had sold the restaurant just to get out. He's never had that in his life. And he goes and sits in the lap and just falls inside. And the Lord spoke to me through that is the love of God.
That's right. That's the love of God. Amen.
Amen.
You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Mark Burton and Haley Burton and that family, they lost everything in the storm.
Oh, did they? Okay. A family we know. Mark Burton family.
Hallelujah. Vivian. In case you didn't hear that, Vivian was sharing that she wasn't at Walmart when that storm came through, but her co-workers were, and when they all got in their tornado way they do in the store, they started praying. And that state trooper said that was out, saw the cloud, and saw the tornado just hovering over Walmart. Of course, the hail came down, but the tornado never came down, never landed. Amen for that. God's protection. Okay, good. Buddy praise
got
God.
A good report. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. When you hear these kind of things, that shows you why we do what we do now.
Yes.
Let's go before the Lord. Heavenly Father, come to you this morning, rejoicing in all of the testimonies of praise. Knowing, Lord God, that you are a God that does hear our prayers. You answer our prayers. You meet every need. And Lord God, as we come before you this morning, on behalf of each one on this list, some of them need to be saved. Some of them need to be healed. Some of them need supply. Some of them have suffered from the storms that have come through, Lord God. Some of them need comfort. But in reality, Lord God, they all need you. We all need you. Because that's where all these other things come from. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your faithfulness. I pray, Lord God, for Ida Cross and Lee Turner and those who lost family members in these bad storms. I pray for Edith Harmon and Miriam and Ricardo and Margaret Pepper and Kenny Powell and the Babcock family and Dimple Buck and Robert and Donnie Turner, Carla Turner, and Brenda Thrasher, and Oka Draper and Robert Stevenson, Lyle Heights, Pat Quinn, the Mark Burton family, Lord God. Miss Corbin, that pray for her. Pray for Pat Downey's family. She's one of these members. And I thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your faithfulness. And I thank you, Lord God, that we can count on you. And that we can count on you, Lord God, to touch us today, to minister to us this morning. And Lord God, as we celebrate what Jesus has done for us, as we, Lord God, look to you, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. We give you the praise and the honor for it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want you to remain seated as we continue worship this morning. Thinking about, you know, with all the praises and all the requests gone up to the Lord, even now, He's just waiting for our worship. He's ready for us to lift up our hands in His name. Amen.
Even now, you
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While he's getting his mic and everything set up, I want to call your attention to something. And I want to say this to the praise and worship team, and yet I know that it's God. That you know, we have things that happen. We have part of our praise and worship team that's not here this morning. We have times when we have part of the praise and worship team that's not here at other times. And one of the things that I have always noticed, when depending on the different ones that are here at a particular time, it sounds different. It sounds different. It sounded, I mean, it was very noticeable this morning. There was no male voices in the choir. But in the midst of, in spite of that, or regardless of that, even though it may sound different, it always sounds heavenly. It always just, I noticed that this morning, how it just was just blending together so well, even with some of the major voices that were out. And we have quite a variety of music here. And that's something you don't see everywhere. Most of the places, they're locked into one mode, and that's about the way they stay.
Laverne's been talking about tongues in the bulletin last few weeks. And so this song is kind of about that, because it's nothing new. It's been going on ever since Pentecost. And, you know, it's just some people hadn't learned about it yet. But that's what this song's about. If you want to go ahead and kick it off back there. Bring on up. I heard somebody talking just the other day about this new religion, much they had to say. They talked about the freedom, how they lift their hands, shout aloud the praises to the great I am. When I could hold back no longer, I said, excuse me if I'm rude, but that ain't nothing new, son, that ain't new. It's been around since Pentecost 2,000 years ago, when the Holy Ghost came down and filled those hungry souls. Millions are discovering what the power of God can do, but it ain't new. Oh, it ain't new. Well, Peter stood on that great day, lifted up his voice. Remember, Joel prophesied, and now it is your choice. His promise is for everyone, that our Lord God's a call. If you can just receive the word, it is for one and all. The Spirit that came down, that they would dwell in me and you, but it ain't new. Oh, it ain't new. It's been around since Pentecost 2,000 years ago, when the Holy Ghost came down and filled those hungry souls. Millions are discovering what the power of God can do, but it ain't new. Oh, it ain't new. It ain't new. Shouting so with the Holy Ghost, endued with power. It's been around since Pentecost 2,000 years ago, when the Holy Ghost came down and filled those hungry souls. Millions are discovering what the power of God can do, but it ain't new. Well, millions are discovering what the power of God can do, but it ain't new. Oh, it ain't new. It ain't new. No, 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 no. It ain't new.
Hallelujah. Thank you, praise and worship team. We're getting ready to have communion now, and we're going to do this different. But I think that it'll have special meaning to you this morning. But let me give you a little instructions first. We're going to go this side over this way. Middle section here in front of there, over this way. You're going to form a line and you're going to go that way, and then back to your seats. Over here on this side, you're going to move out into this aisle, come up this way, and go around that way and back to your seats. So in other words, so we don't have any conflict up front here. Now you know that in the Bible, in the process of establishing what we refer to as communion, we have the story of Jesus and his disciples. And in the story where Jesus said, I've been looking forward to eating this last supper with you, referring to the fact that he's getting ready to die on the cross. And then we have an account in the Gospels of Jesus and his disciples in this event. And then over in the book of Acts, Paul recounts it. And he said, in the same night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, and he said to them, eat of this. This is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. And it says, and he took the cup, and he went giving thanks. He said, take this cup. This is my blood which is shed for you. This is the blood of new covenant. And when you come, we want you to come in line. We want you to break a small piece of the bread off. dip it in the cup. And partake. It's the body and the blood of Jesus Christ shed for you. It's our hope. It's what we've hung our future on, folks. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, right now for blessing your people. You don't have to feel like you're in a rush this morning as you come up. If you got your children or someone you need to help them with it, just take your time and get everything done that needs to be done. And just enjoy the presence of the Lord. This is the blood and the body of Jesus Christ broken for you. Okay. Now we're going to let the preschool, nursery, and children's church get dismissed. Keep that playing.
They're going to be leaving on a Friday and coming back on a Saturday, so you can see Denise and talk to her.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for being in our midst today. And we have a communion, Lord God, with the saints and with our God Most High. Open our hearts now, Lord God, to hear your word, to receive your blessing, to be strengthened, Lord God, in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.